Church leaders from across Europe and Africa are meeting in the northern English city of Liverpool this week to discuss the topical themes of migration and welcoming the stranger. It's the third such gathering organised by the Council of European Bishops' Conferences together with CECAM, that's the Symposium of Episcopal Conferences of Africa and Madagascar. The meeting opened on Wednesday with a welcome from the mayor of the city, followed by Vespers in the cathedral and a press conference attended by our very own Linda Bordoni, who's in Liverpool for Vatican Radio. I caught up with her to find out more about the theme and the significance of this five-day event.
Well, yes, it's very interesting because although the seminar, which is on human mobility and has a title which is Migration as a New Point of Evangelization and Solidarity, the bishops really propose to talk about migration in a positive light, and that is they propose to talk about the theme of human mobility not as a problem but as a resource and a point of evangelization and of solidarity, the chance really to exchange culture and widen one's horizons. This seminar is actually part, as you were saying, of a four-year project which began in Rome back in 1994. It was followed by a very successful seminar last year in Ghana on the theme of slavery in history and current forms of slavery. So the bishops say this year it seemed rather urgent to examine migration, as the migratory phenomenon of recent decades represents the greatest human movement ever recorded in history. In fact, I learned that from the 60s to today, it has involved 200 million people, and those numbers are expected to increase in the near future. So with the gospel reference, I was a stranger and you made me welcome, this seminar kicked off on Wednesday afternoon with the celebration of the Vespers in Liverpool's Catholic Cathedral. The Archbishop of Liverpool, Archbishop Kelly, really stressed the fact that he wanted this seminar to have a pastoral tone. That's why he has organized many encounters for prayer and encounters with members of the local community. The Metropolitan Cathedral, where the Vespers started the encounter, is quite remarkable. It stands out in Liverpool, and it's affectionately known as Paddy's Wigwam. That's because it actually looks like a great big cement red Indian wigwam. It was built in 1967, and it is metaphorically linked to the Anglican Cathedral, which is just down the road in Hope Street. So the bishops really set the pastoral tone and the mood of the seminar with the celebration of the Vespers, during which the Archbishop of Abuja in Nigeria, Archbishop John Anyakan, gave the homily.
Liverpool is a particularly significant city, isn't it, to be discussing this theme of migration and welcoming the stranger?
Absolutely. Archbishop Kelly was adamant that that message get across because he said, we can never forget that this city has historically been linked to Africa because it is one of the points of the triangle of the slave trade. And he explained in great detail, actually, that the ships that sailed from the Americas full of precious raw materials like copper and sugar and wood sailed to Liverpool. They came to the port of Liverpool where they were processed, and then the finished products set sail again towards Africa, where these finished products were bartered for slaves, for the slaves that were then put on the ships and taken to the Americas to be sold as merchandise. So Archbishop Kelly said Liverpool and actually the whole west coast of England has a great debt towards Africa because it is due to the slave trade that we owe much of today's prosperity.
And so 200 years on from the end of that slave trade, this seminar, would you say, is in a way a time to make amends, perhaps a time to see in what ways the churches particularly can somehow pay reparations for that debt that they owe to Africa?
Exactly, Philippa. He actually did make mention of a kind of a truth and reconciliation commission. It won't be the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, as we remember, was set up in South Africa. It'll be on a much smaller scale, and it'll be between the bishops themselves, but that is one of the main aims of this seminar.
much are the people of the city of Liverpool also involved in this very important meeting that's going on there?
The people are involved, especially, of course, those belonging to the parishes, the Catholic parish, but also the Anglican parish and also to the parishes all over Liverpool. They've been brought in to prepare meals for participants of the seminar and to welcome them. They're involved also because this event takes place in Liverpool during the year in which the city is the European Capital of Culture. This too has been largely stressed during the introductory remarks. In fact, this morning the Lord Mayor of Liverpool, Steve Rotherham, was here to welcome the bishops and all the other participants, and he spoke at length about the importance of Liverpool as the European Capital of Culture. He said that culture can be used as a catalyst for social change. And this year, 11 million people so far have visited Liverpool. He also had words of admiration for the Archbishop of Liverpool, Patrick Kelly. And he said, quote, "We are blessed that in our city we have a great Archbishop."
There are also going to be a number of important cultural initiatives going on the fringes of this seminar, aren't there?
Well, there are. They are going on, although the year of culture is drawing to a close at the end of this year. The mayor of Liverpool specially picked out one initiative, which he called his favorite, the Super Lamb Banana. And it made me smile because when I met Archbishop Kelly 2 months ago, he also pointed out the Super Lamb Banana initiative. it's quite difficult to imagine if you haven't seen it, but it actually consists in a series of sculptures which were conceived by a Japanese artist who identified what he believes would happen with genetic modification. So the Super Lamb Banana is actually a featureless lamb whose body tails off into a kind of a banana. And so successful was this initiative that 125 individually designed Super Lamb Bananas were placed in and around Liverpool. And in September, 69 of these were sold at an incredibly successful auction that managed to raise over £500,000 in one day for charity in the city. So the mayor spoke with great pride of the transformation of Liverpool and of the mindset of the people of Liverpool.
So very much focusing on particularly trying to raise money for the poor in these, despite these times of economic crisis.
That too was mentioned. Archbishop Kelly said that another good reason to hold this seminar in these days is because the global economic crisis is invariably putting pressure, especially on the poorer stratas of society. And he expressed his fear that this could exacerbate intolerance, and that's why it's so important to talk about the rights, the human rights of the millions of people who move because they're forced to move, because they bring new culture, they bring new horizons, and this is the way the world is changing.
Thanks there to Linda Bordoni reporting from Liverpool, where European and African bishops are meeting this week under the auspices of CECAM and the Council of European Bishops' Conferences.